Here we go again. The most exciting 2 minutes in sports. It all begins with our expert, Kaywood Ledford.
Only place to be on the first Saturday in May is right where we are, and it's a glorious day. It looks like a great horse race coming up. Who'd want to be anyplace else?
With your Derby Day forecast, here's WHAS meteorologist, all-around good guy, Ken, let's really hear it, Schulz, yay!
Thanks. Prospects are for the best weather we've had for Derby in a few years.
All right.
And the proud truth is that I declare today to be just fantastic. The end.
Ken, that was maybe the best ever. Lots of folks just come out to play. Moose and Nancy Crane are finding those in the infield.
I'm leading the baby moose through the maze of the infield, and he's a bit in shock and awe of what goes on in the infield, but Moose has found a man with some balloons.
When did you start out, Joe?
1965, the year of our Lord.
You brought pretty much the same group of folks with you every year,
almost
right?
Every year. So in fact, the initiator out of it all didn't make it this year because his wife decided to leave him.
It was just too much, right?
Well, it wasn't that much at all. He never brought back a winner.
Give me just your reflections on how the crowd's getting together here.
Right now, it's about real nice, but with this $20 surcharge, you have to get in here. You have to be a doggone bookie to get in there. It's going to be big time in the old time house tonight.
Prowling the backstretch now is Van Vance.
I don't have any mooses over here, but I have a goat here named Pearl. Has gained quite a reputation because he butted Howard Cosell.
Lizzie is in the less expensive seat.
Less expensive?
Than the
Honey, I'm giving
front.
My life today. What do you want? Oh. I found some folks from Canada, and you're wondering, how do you get a seat? Well, you're on a seat.
I brought it with me.
Well, it's the cheapest seat in the house if you do it that way.
Looking over all the situation is Skywatch 84's Doug McKelvin.
Good morning, Mr. Berkey.
And you, sir.
I have only one question.
The wind, please.
I beg your pardon?
The what, please?
Are you doing well? I beg your pardon?
They're off.
They come to the wire. Northern Trip holds on to win it by 3/4 of a length.
Right now, let's find out where Dan Burgess happens to be. Where are you, Dan?
This is the place where people have to get their coolers inspected. What kinds of things have you seen today?
We had one fairly creative fellow today that brought in one of these little color portable televisions. It had no tubes or transistors in it. The whole inside of it was gutted, and he had 2 fifths of whiskey inside.
You have to specially train your people to look for that kind of thing?
Well, if you shake the television and it gurgles, that's probably not going to be your usual electronics equipment there.
Pretty clever, huh?
They didn't actually smuggle in anything. What did you told me that this, for the first time, they did something a little unusual at the main gate, right?
Oh, yes. They searched my body.
But you do. You have a delightful body, and his wife is shaking her head. And
a nice body indeed, Uncle Moose.
Oh, but we've been looking at several of the bodies. I mean, you know, there's some folks that have some very nice bodies here, and you can't help but notice.
Have you spotted a 10?
No, tell you the truth, there are very few cows or female moose eye. We're not giving up. It's still early.
What is the real George Steinbrenner like? Is he a kind, lovable fellow?
Yes,
or is he hot under the collar?
No, you got it. Kind, lovable, sympathy, understanding, that type of fellow.
Where are you, Lizzie?
The most bizarre hat I've seen was this peacock hat. It had a peacock head in the front of it and huge peacock feathers sticking out everywhere.
Moose is trying to buy a t-shirt and he's negotiating with the seller right now.
These are high quality shirts.
This is American Enterprise alive and well in the infield, Wayne.
I didn't even know that t-shirts came in size moose.
We've got them now.
Well, haven't
you ever seen a little M on the label? What do you want? Come on, huh?
Now you know what it stands for.
Let's see what's happening with roving reporter Dan Burgess.
I'm sitting here in the very spot where I saw my first Kentucky Derby. Larry Nectar here is one of my high school friends. How much are you ahead of the track so far today?
I'm down 60 cents.
He knows this track. He and I, actually, over the years through high school, college, have paid for most of these seats. And now he's going to win it back today. It's nice to be here.
They come to the wire. Coming back now is Anton Piller. Very close, but I believe Northern Falls held on to win it just by a nose.
Irene Holman.
I am here.
Wait till you hear what you have just won. $105.40.
That's made my day. And I appreciate it. It's been fun.
We've been invited to the 12th annual Derby Pig Roast. Jack Goldberg.
Speaking.
Well, good to talk to you.
Hello.
I got your invitation, and this is
Hello.
Jack. Oh, Jack.
Hello.
Hello. Let's go to the grandstands to see what happens with Jack. Dan Burgess. Dan?
Hi, Wayne. How you doing?
You can hear me.
I can't
All right. Me. Somebody can hear me.
Yeah. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Come on down. I got a man job to give you a suntan. If you're taking the rubber all over your body, you get a nice good old suntan. And then you'll look just like me.
Ron Williams is selling mint juleps.
And I was on the radio last year talking to Wayne.
I came away from last year's Kentucky Derby with a great deal more glide in my stride and dip in my hip. We're about to visit Jack Goldberg. Let's try it again. I think we have our mechanical problems ironed out. in the Low Red District are the Moose and the Crane.
That's right, Wayne. We've got quite a crowd in front of the ladies' room. And, of course, Moose is in his element here.
Would you mind moving on over to the men's restroom and make sure the women aren't harassing them?
Oh, Wayne.
What, Lance?
Wayne, we wouldn't do that. Women aren't like that.
On the finish line with the perfect view of the race course, I am with our governor, Martha Lane Collins. And, Governor, are you having a good day?
Having a tremendous day. This is exciting.
Are you a betting woman?
Well, occasionally I do that. I think it's good because when I don't win, I'm contributing to Kentucky's economy.
Right now, let's go to what's happening with Dan Burgess.
I have come across the woman that was without a doubt is the most beautiful woman that I have seen yet here today. Ma'am, are you here with your husband and family?
No, I'm not. My husband is working today.
Your husband's working today? What kind of a company would make your husband work on Derby Day?
The 50,000-watt blowtorch, 84 WHAN.
Oh, I've Cindy. She's
we
here.
We never would have guessed that was Cindy.
I'm having a great time. Nice to see you, sweetie. Yeah, I'm having a good time, Wayne.
What a friendly reporter.
Wayne, as you requested, we are now in front of the men's room where none of the men get hassled. We sent Moose in. He volunteered his life and body.
I was the only one with the proper credentials. When I did come out, a couple of women were screaming, and I think it was more the fact that I grabbed one of their chili dogs before I went in. There was a gal that had two of the most beautiful mint juleps you've ever seen in your entire life.
Is that true?
And there's a man there with a t-shirt, but what he has on it, I'm not going to do.
Here comes Love on the outside, hanging gamely right there as I'll be tickled on the inside.
Is there any activity in the backstretch and Van Vance?
You have interrupted my dining. Rob and I have candles. Sir, would you bring me a glass of white wine, Chablis, please?
What is on the menu today, Van?
Well, I'm having a steak.
You two have a tough life, man. It's a dirty job.
We doze, but we never close.
Unfortunately, I'll be tickled. Did not shake a tail feather quite hard enough. You thought that was a good horse for me, huh, Teresa?
Yes, it was perfect for you, Lizzie, because you're always tickled in the morning.
Now I have the pleasure of standing with an actor, Robert Lansing. And do you have any tips for all of the rest of us? Who are you placing your money on?
I'm not going to say yet, and I have no tips whatsoever.
You talk about the run for the roses. Now, this is the run for the doggies, and I mean...
There's a woman here who just got food. How do you feel getting food? How long did you wait?
45 minutes.
You're going to need a police bodyguard to get you past all these hungry people.
I'll still be in this line, Wayne. I want to tell you.
I'm with the real Georgia Peach, and you have Take Back and Carry Me Back with you. What does that mean? There are two women.
Well, Carry Back, she carries the money over there and the other one takes it back.
Let's go back up to Celebrity Row and find a local favorite with Milton Metz.
When they appointed Howard Schnellenberger as head football coach for the University of Louisville, there were a lot of cheers. It's a big burden, Coach.
Well, it's a great opportunity and certainly one that I'm looking forward to.
We're with the U of L cheerleaders over here. An hour in line for a hot dog, which we had to pay for, while Van is dining on steak.
A little shaky, they're off.
This is my third mint julep.
Wayne, you've probably seen the mint julep glasses, and they have the winners' names on them. He is drunk on down to 1904. I have but one thing to say. In 1814, I took a little sip.
Where are you, Dan?
I haven't gotten to a betting window yet.
What?
So, if my lovely wife is listening right now, sweetie, could you please put a few bucks on Proud Truth for me?
I am slowly roasting. I'm about, who knows, I'm about medium rare, which is better than some of the infield. They're medium bare, but...
I have Doug and Janet Musler, Adrian and Grover Berry, Linda and Johnny Potts, and they want to sing. Are you ready, Truth?
Sing!
Yay.
The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home.
Wow.
Have you won any money today?
I did, but my husband took it.
This is the Decker's 8th annual Kentucky Derby Party.
That's right. We're gluttons for punishment.
Wing-tipped shoes will not be tolerated.
That's right. We will not put up with that kind of behavior.
I'll have to say that this looks like one of the best derbies we've had in a long, long time.
Who would you advise us to be watching?
Almost everyone, including the ushers, because they usually block your view.
Angel Cordero, as I read where he said, it does get your adrenaline up, because if you lose a stake race, there's another one next week. But yep. If you lose a derby, you wait a year.
Cam Gambolotti trains the very fast horse, Spindabuck. How's your horse done since you brought him to Churchill Downs and coming up to the Derby now?
He's the best he's ever been in his life right now. He's done as good as I could ever expect or dreamed of. He's just doing 100%. Whatever happens is up to Angel Cordero. He's a master in knowing how fast they're going, and and it's in his hands now.
At the head of the stretch, Spendebuck has the lead by four. Chief's Crown is still back in second. Stefan's Odyssey is coming up along the inside, and so is Fast Account. There's an eighth of a mile to run. Spendebuck still with the lead by four. Chief's Crown is in second. Here comes Stefan's Odyssey taking second on the inside along with Fast Account, but it's going to be Spendebuck